Hero and Leander. The Greek sea, or Hellespont, is called the Dardanelles in our age, and is best known as the scene of some of the most furious fighting around Gallipoli during the Great War. As part of the natural boundary that separates Europe and Asia, these straits have always been strategically important for war and trade. Despite the size of the symbolic gap between them, they are in reality narrow enough to be crossed by a strong swimmer. Little is known about Leander. Christopher Marlowe's poem tells us nothing much more than that he was a youth who met Hero and fell in love. Leigh Hunt wrote another, which is no more informative. Leander's home was in Abydos, on the Asian side of the Hellespont, but he was in love with a priestess of Aphrodite called Hero, who lived in a tower in Sestos, on the European side. They met during the yearly festival of Aphrodite. Many youths had been smitten by the meadow of roses in her limbs. In Marlowe's poem, she wears a veil of flowers so realistically embroidered that she has to swat bees away, and her face as pure as Cellini, but it was only the handsome Leander who awoke a like passion in her. In the brief time they had together at the festival, they hatched a plan that would allow them to see each other once they were back home and separated by the straits. Each night, Hero was to set a lamp in the window of her tower, and Leander, eyes fixed on this point of light in the darkness, would breast the currents of the Hellespont, climb up, and be with her. As a priestess, Hero was sworn to celibacy, but Leander persuaded her that the physical consummation of their love would be a holy thing, a consecration of which Aphrodite would approve. In fact, he said, it was surely an insult to devote yourself to the goddess of love and yet remain a virgin. It would be like worshipping Ares but refusing to fight. This excellent argument won Hero over, and each night the lamp was lit, the straits swum, and love made. They were the happiest couple in all the world. All summer long this blissful state of affairs prevailed, but summer all too soon turned to autumn, and before long the equinoctial gales blew. One night the three winds, Boreas, Zephyrus, and Notus, north, west, and south, howled together, sending blusters and gusts all around, one of which blew out the lamp in Hero's window. With nothing to guide him across the Hellespont, and with the winds stirring up the waves into heaving walls of water, Leander lost his way, got into trouble, and drowned. The next morning, as soon as Eos had cast open the gates of dawn and there was light enough to see, Hero, who had waited up all night for her lover, looked down to see Leander's broken body spread out over the rocks beneath her tower. In an agony of despair, she leapt from her window and dashed herself on those same rocks. Leander's name lives on in England's venerable and exclusive rowing club, whose candy-pink socks, tie, and oar blades are such an alarming feature of the Henley Regatta. Since Leander, many others have swum the Hellespont, none more notably than the poet Byron, who managed it on May the 3rd, 1810, at the second attempt. In his journal, he proudly recorded a time of 1 hour and 10 minutes. "Did it with little difficulty," he noted. "I plume myself on this achievement more than I could possibly do on any kind of glory, political, poetical, or rhetorical." Lord Byron swam in the company of one Lieutenant Eakenhead of the Marines, who obtained his own share of immortality with his inclusion in this stanza from Byron's mock-epic masterpiece Don Juan. Praising his hero's prowess in swimming across the Guadalquivir in Seville, Byron writes of Juan, "He could perhaps have passed the Hellespont, as once, a feat on which ourselves we prided, Leander, Mr. Eakenhead, and I did." The achievement clearly meant a lot to the club-footed but superbly athletic poet. He wrote this to his friend Drury. "This morning I swam from Sestos to Abydos. The immediate distance is not above a mile, but the current renders it hazardous, so much so that I doubt whether Leander's conjugal powers must not have been exhausted in his passage to paradise." He even wrote a mock heroic poem on the subject, written after swimming from Sestos to Abydos. "If in the month of dark December, Leander, who was nightly wont, what maid will not the tale remember, to cross thy stream, broad Hellespont? If, when the wintry tempest roared, he sped to Hero, nothing I loath, and thus of old thy current poured, fair Venus, how I pity both. For me, degenerate modern wretch, though in the genial month of May, my dripping limbs I faintly stretch, and think I've done a feat to-day. But since he crossed the rapid tide, according to the doubtful story, to woo, and Lord knows what beside, and swam for love, as I for glory, 'twere hard to say who fared the best. Sad mortals, thus the gods still plague you. He lost his labour, I my jest, for he was drowned, and I've the ague." An earlier work of Byron, referencing Leander's home, though unrelated to the myth, is The Bride of Abydos. Shakespeare seems to have been especially fond of the story, giving a character in Much Ado About Nothing the name Hero, and putting these wonderfully cynical, anti-romantic words into the mouth of Rosalind in As You Like It. "Leander, he would have lived many a fair year, though Hero had turned nun, if it had not been for a hot midsummer night, for, good youth, he went but forth to wash him in the Hellespont, and being taken with the cramp, was drowned, and the foolish chroniclers of that age found it was Hero of Sestos. But these are all lies. Men have died from time to time, and worms have eaten them, but not for love."